The appearance is hard to overcome. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. The appearance is hard to overcome. All of us face circumstances in our life, and we want to treat, and we want to pray, and we want to know how to overcome these circumstances or these appearances that are limiting to us, that are holding us back, that are keeping us from accomplishing the goal that we have set for ourselves. I was talking to an athlete the other day, and I was asking the athlete what they were doing. And they said they were preparing for the Olympics. And I said, how wonderful that is. Now, what is the primary objective in preparing for the Olympics? Is the primary objective in preparing for the Olympics telling yourself that you're going to win, that you're going to be a success, that you're going to do your personal best in the Olympics? Or is it that you're going to spend your time working on training your body, to accomplish the goal that you've set for yourself? If you're, as he was, in for track, he was in for the broad jump, and so he was training himself, and he was out on the track every day, training. And I asked him what sort of thoughts were going through his mind while he was training. And he said, well, I haven't won an Olympics yet, and I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again to win the Olympics. I'm going to try again to accomplish the goal that I've been after all these many years. And I work very hard. I spend 6 to 8 hours a day, every single day, working out on the track, training myself and putting my body into tip-top condition and making myself... I think I may be able to do it. I kind of believe in myself. I know I'm among the best, and I think I can do it. And I said to him, well, the only people who ever win in the Olympics are the people who know they're going to win before they even start training. The people who know they're going to win before they even stop training. Now, if you were to interview a number of candidates for the Olympics, or let's say it better, you interview a number of people who were successful in accomplishing their goal at the Olympics, and you were to interview them and ask them, what is it that you spent your time on? Did you spend your time on training yourself and preparing yourself for the Olympics, which is the most normal thing to do? Would you spend your time on meditating, on seeing yourself as a complete, as a competent Olympic candidate? Would you spend yourself on going out and entertaining yourself with all sorts of activities that would keep you happy and so forth? What sort of things would you spend your time on in preparation for the Olympics? Now, a lot of people say, well, I've got to have a right to go out and have a bottle of beer. I've got to have a right to go out and play poker with the guys. I got to have a right to go out and do something for relaxation, something away from my Olympic training. I've got to have a right to do that. I've got to have a right to do these things, you know. And I can still be a success. I can still be good, but I got to have a right to do that. And I said to him, well, you know, what is it that life is, all of life? And he says, what do you mean? What is all of life? And I said, well, what do you think all of life is? Do you think life is a matter of doing things? Or is life a matter of attitude? And if life is a matter of doing things, well, then we should just keep right on doing the things we're doing. But if life is a matter of attitude, and I can assure you, the people who win in the Olympics are the ones who have the right attitude. The people who are successful in any area of life are the ones who have the right attitude. They don't look at the appearance, and they say it's hard to overcome. They look at the circumstances and they say, that is my chosen goal, I can do it. And then those who are even more successful, they go a step further and they say, it is done. And as they prepare themselves for a smooth, beautiful operation. As they prepare themselves, as a swimmer might do. He gets out there and doesn't thrash about in the pool. He smoothly moves his arms and his legs and his body to glide through the water, to move just as though he's a dolphin, just as though he's natural in the water, and that there are no appearances that have to be overcome. He doesn't have to overcome the water. He and the water are one. He and the game are one. He has an attitude of being one with the water, and he loves his body, and he and the water are one. They flow together in a perfect harmony, in a perfect rhythm, in a perfect manner. And as they flow together, magical things happen for them. They just feel so good. They feel, wow, I could do this forever. I could do, and they love what they're doing. They love it, and they delight in it, and they enjoy it. They do the work. They train. But they train as a winner. They don't train as a would-be winner. And you see, in life, when we train as a would-be winner, we're always wishing that we could and knowing that we won't. We're going against the obstacle, the appearance, which is that we have all of these other people we're racing against. Well, Olympic candidates don't race against anyone else. They do their personal best. And as they do their personal best, they are like the swimmer who is one with the water. He feels like he's a dolphin. He feels like it's the most natural thing for him to be in the water. Is it natural for the dolphin to be in the water? Well, the dolphin acclimates himself to the water. The dolphin lives in the water. The dolphin loves in the water. He delights in it. The water is his play area. The water is his play area of having fun and being himself and doing everything that is natural to him. And it's natural to him because he has made it that way. And he's made it that way because he loves the water. He doesn't find that the water is an obstacle to him. The water is part of who he is. It's part of his nature. It's an appearance, but it's a good appearance. And he uses it as his tool. So the Olympic candidate used it as a tool. And so my friend said, well, how do I... So the Olympic candidate says, how do I build that consciousness? How do I build that attitude of being one with water like the dolphin is? How do I make my obstacle not an obstacle, an appearance, not an appearance, but it's just me being me, doing what I want to do? And I said, well, you've just told yourself. Even though the dog may bark at someone that's walking by, you don't let that disturb you. You go on being you. You go on doing who you are and what you are. And as you do that, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're magnificent. You do everything in perfect, wonderful order. And then you win. But you don't win because you take the water as an obstacle. You don't win because you take the other people who are running in the Olympics as people who are going against you. You just get in there and do your very best. Well, when do I stop working? When do I stop training? When do I stop being on as a candidate? When do I stop working on this field in that way? Well, you stop working in that field after the game is over. First, what you do is you say to yourself, I'm a winner. I'm always a winner. I'm always a winner in everything I do. And don't go looking at the things that you didn't win in. Look at the things you did win in. And you'll find there's lots of them. Now, are you enjoying being a candidate for the Olympics? Are you enjoying being a sprinter? Are you enjoying being one who goes out and does the track program. If you're enjoying it, great. If you're not enjoying it, don't do it. You won't succeed to be a winner, that's for sure. But are you going to stop your training? No, your training goes on. Are you going to stop thinking that you are a winner? Oh no, that's paramount in your thinking, that's paramount in your attitude. If you ever stop thinking that you are a winner, that you are doing your metaphysical work, you're doing your mental work, you're doing your attitudinal work, it's your attitude. With a bad attitude, you won't win. With a good attitude, you'll win every time. How do you build that good attitude? You build that good attitude by every single moment of the day thinking, I'm a winner. Every single moment of the day doing your metaphysical work, doing your statement work, you're doing your affirmation work, doing your recognition work. I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. But getting right in there and training yourself along with the fact that you say, I'm a winner. Now, in truth, you wouldn't have to train yourself. Because a dolphin doesn't train himself. He just is, and he is a dolphin now, and he is great now. And he loves to swim and go as quickly as he can. He loves to go and race and dive, and he loves to jump out of the water and splash back in, like the whales do and like all fish do that enjoy the water. They are one as the water. They are the winners. They are the ones who accomplish all the goals of their life. Track stars and Olympic candidates and Olympic stars, every one of them who is a success is a success because he has the right attitude of mind. And the attitude of mind doesn't come from practicing and training. The attitude of mind comes from, yes, I can do that. Yes, that's natural for me. Yes, that's who I am. And rather than taking that appearance as an obstacle, take that appearance as, hey, they're having the game just for me. I'm going to go and play in that game and bring home the trophy. Yes, that's me. And I'm doing it because it's fun. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. I do it because I love it. If I ever don't have the right attitude, if I ever don't have my right metaphysical concept of myself, if I ever don't do my affirmation training of continually saying, yeah, no sweat, I can handle this easily. I love it. Oh, I'm like a dolphin just diving out of the water because it's a joy and because it's fun to do. Yes, that's what it's all about. Can you ever afford not to do your affirmations? Can you ever afford not to do your homework just because other things are pressing upon you, just because other things are telling you that life is a tough job? If that's ever the case, you can expect to be a loser all of your life. You can expect to be a loser in everything you do. But if you have the right attitude, the right mental attitude, the right spiritual attitude, the right physical attitude, the right attitude of who you are and what you are, everything is for you. Everything is a game in which you play and are the winner. Do you want to be the winner in life? Do you want to win the Olympics? Do you want to win any game that you're doing? Not a matter of winning it so much as a matter of seeing it done. A matter of attitude. Yes. No problem for me. I love challenges and I love things that exercise my mind and exercise my genius and exercise who I am. And if my thought is going to be that every time I enter the Olympic race I'm going to lose, I might as well not go and play at all. But if my thought is every time I enter the Olympic race, every time I go out and meet people, every time I go out and look for a job, every time I go out and entertain any type of activity, if I give it my best, if I give it my Olympic best, if I give it my attitudinal best, I am the right person. Then it is done. Now, I might have held the negative attitude for a long time, and it may take me a day or so to overcome that attitude and realize that I am the winner. But only by affirming and knowing the truth about myself, will I ever reach the high level of being the winner that I am? Today I accept that. Today I know that. And today I am that. And how great that is. Join with me in being your personal best, and being your attitude of success right now in everything you do. And I'm with you, knowing that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.